In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I wanted to share some thoughts on the epistle reading today, because we usually offer a sermon on the gospel, but the epistles of St. Paul are so rich and moving, I think, so deeply moving. He's writing literally from jail. That's why he says, a prisoner for the Lord. He's writing from jail. And in this very short epistle, he's writing a letter to the Ephesians. But a prisoner not only physically, being bound in a Roman jail, but also a sense of being, belonging, and being captivated by Christ. A prisoner for Christ. That if I'm going to be a prisoner of something, if I'm going to be a slave to something, if I'm going to be owned by something, let it be Christ. Let it be God. Because there's a lot of other things I could be a prisoner to. But he mentions a prisoner for the Lord. And then he's begging, he says, I beg you. I beg you. What more can he say? He says, I'm begging you. Now he's writing again to the Ephesians. That's like a little parish, just like you. I'm begging you, he says, lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. What is the calling we have been called to? Nothing short and nothing less of being sons and daughters of God. That's who we are. That's what we are being invited to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And so, if that's what we've been called to, then we lead a life that reflects that, that shows that, that is worthy of that. And how do we do that? With lowliness, with meekness, with patience. Bearing one another in love. Maintaining a sense of unity of the Spirit in peace. So in other words, we might not yet see ourselves as sons and daughters of God. Because we say, well, how can I be a son of God? How can I be a daughter of God? I don't feel holy. I don't feel like I deserve that. Or I've committed so many mistakes. How can God, you know, accept me in that way? And so we kind of can't really wrap our minds around that concept, that idea. But this is precisely what we've been given. In baptism, this is exactly what we are here to be in the church. When we walk through those doors and we come together as the church, we are coming together as the sons and daughters of God. Again, we have a hard time accepting that or seeing ourselves in that way. But if we did, if every morning we woke up and said, I'm a daughter of God, I think we will act differently, won't we? I think we will think differently. But in humility, that's why he says humility, not to get puffed up and said, oh, I'm holy, I'm a saint now, I'm a daughter of God. Not in that way, but in humility. In humility. And I don't always act like a son and daughter of God, do I? I act the opposite way. And that's why he says, well, be patient with each other because you're still growing into this identity. You're still growing into this role, into this life, into this calling. But I'm begging you, don't stop trying. Don't give up. Keep going, struggling to be worthy of who you are. Okay? And then, when these beautiful lines, because there is one body, one spirit, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one God. There is a unity. There is a singularity. We are not just a puzzle pieces, you know, distributed all everywhere, fragmented. In Christ, there is unity. There is completeness. In the world is the opposite. In the world is fragmentation, is division, is all kinds of animosity and people divided, families divided, countries divided, you name it. That's the world. And when you're in that, you realize how chaotic and how bad it is. In Christ, there is unity. There is perfection and holiness. And that's what our souls are seeking. We don't want to be in that chaos. We don't want to be in that fragmentation. We, our souls, desire unity with God, unity within ourselves, harmony and peace. That's what we're after. And that's what our souls desire. And finally, as we are busy shopping for our Christmas gifts, many of us are doing so now, he says, you've received also a gift, Christ's gift. Not only Christ himself, whom God gives us, right? That's what we're celebrating on December 25th, the gift of God, himself. God gives himself. In addition to everything else he's given us, the world, our life, the beauty, our relationships, all the things he's blessed us with. And if that wasn't enough, he gives himself as well. He gives himself. And today in this liturgy, he gives himself again through the Holy Eucharist. How many gifts have we received? How many things have we received from God? We could never repay him. We could never repay him. But what we can do is honor him, glorify him, praise him, worship him, and be like him, or try. And many of us, including myself, fail at that all the time. But we don't lose hope. We don't give up. We recognize our sins. We recognize our failings. And then we get back up. We ask for forgiveness. And we go forward. That is the only way. So with the prayers of St. Paul and his beautiful words, this admonition to always lead a life worthy of the calling, let us go forward with that message and with that hope, and especially with the joy of the gift of Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.